From NHPR, this is Cosmically Curious. I'm Patrick McNamee-King, and I'm joined today by Nicole Gallucci from St. Anselm College. Today, we're answering a question from listener Tim Smith. Why does anything exist?
All right, so this is something that talks about baryons, which are quote-unquote normal matter, like the stuff that makes up humans and planets and stars and galaxies, all the stuff we're used to. And then you might be familiar with a concept called antimatter. And it's these particles that are like mirror particles, like an electron is a negatively charged particle of normal matter. So very famously, and this comes up in sci-fi very badly sometimes, the particle of matter meets its antimatter component. They annihilate each other, creating a gamma ray flash. And the particles are no more. It turns mass into energy. And we do see little tiny gamma ray flashes when particles of antimatter interact with the atmosphere. So it is around, but there's not a lot of it. However, it seems like, according to our understanding so far of the Big Bang and particle physics, matter and antimatter should have been created in equal amounts, which, if they were in exactly equal amounts, by this time they probably would have annihilated each other and there'd be no matter. So the question is, why is there a little bit more of matter than antimatter? And we don't really know. It's kind of one of those big questions.
So is there more antimatter out there that we just haven't been able to detect yet?
It's possible that whole antimatter galaxies could exist. They wouldn't look any different from matter galaxies to our telescopes. But if these large regions of antimatter exist, at some point there's going to be a boundary between the antimatter part and the matter part. We'd see a lot of gamma rays. We don't see that, but I don't think it's been ruled out. But it is definitely one of the big mysteries, is why do we have matter? Why does it exist?
Thanks, Nicole, for being here today. And thanks to Tim Smith for asking the question. If you have your own questions about the night sky, be sure to write us cosmic@nhpr.org. For New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Patrick McNamee-King.